Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Legal Shield More Success Team conference call. I'm really extremely excited about tonight's call. Matter of fact, I haven't been this excited about one of our Monday night calls in quite a while. We're very fortunate and blessed to have a brand new ring earner on our team that we're going to be hearing from, as well as a $1 million ring earner we're going to be hearing from a little bit later on the call. So I'm excited about it. I hope all of you guys have got pens and paper ready to take diligent notes, because these folks are paving the way. They're definitely leading by example and making it happen. Before we do that, I'm going to go straight on out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, a six-figure income earner in his own right. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. You stole my opening remarks, but I do appreciate being on the call tonight. But to begin tonight's call and to actually introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, still leading the national expansion of Legal Shield for now for over 27 years. Of course, he is none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Randy, I'm right here, and thank you for the introduction. I'm so proud of you and Jeremy. But, Randy, you know, I am so excited to have a new ring earner, but I'm also equally excited to have the gentleman on the phone that's going to be with us. You know, he's not with our team, but he treats us just like family. Like you say, he's got the millionaire ring. He's the vice president of marketing for the state of Georgia. He's head of the small business man, chairman's award winner, millionaire club. I could go on and on. But mainly, he's just a true patriot of America. He's a true worker. He believes in helping other people. That's what it's all about. He believes in God. He believes in country. And he's a great friend. And I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Nick Serba.
I appreciate it, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear, Nick. Appreciate you being on tonight so very much.
I always appreciate being on your call and just hearing the introduction of you and your sons and grandson, and listening to all the names on the call. I feel like I'm on a call with royalty here. So,
well, thank you.
But I appreciate the opportunity to be on the call with you this evening. And, you know, I, too, am excited about, new ring earners. You know, I was reading something the other day in the newspaper, and it talked about the cost that it's taking to raise a child from, you know, birth to 18 years old, not counting college, is at least about $225,000. And then you're talking about maybe 20, 30, 40, 50,000 a year, depending upon where they go to school. And so we're talking about a time when people need to make some money. Also, in the same paper, I believe it was the Wall Street Journal, I was reading about more and more seniors are having to work. And it talked about the people in their late 60s, early, middle 70s, late 70s, that now are going back to work because their investments have turned sour. You know, we talk about all the people that are unemployed out there. But understanding all that, and people talk to me about how tough it is right now with Legal Shield or whatever, but understanding all that, Gail and I went someplace recently, and we stayed at a very nice hotel, and the place was packed. It was absolutely full, and we were very lucky to get in. We were out taking the family out to a restaurant just recently, and it was packed. I went by the mall this past weekend with my granddaughter, and the mall was absolutely packed. There's a lot of good things going on in the country, and it's what we focus on. And so what I want to talk about a little bit moving forward here, and I don't want to take anything away from your other speakers, but I'm fortunate to be in Georgia, and the first new ring earner under Legal Shield was a gentleman, David Quincy, who was here in Georgia, who was just announced last month. And I'm really pleased to be hearing from the next ring earners that are in your line and under Cheryl DeGatta here, Daniel and Lisa Streeter. What a great work ethic they have. And so I appreciate and look forward to hearing from them. But I'd like to, just over a few minutes here, talk about Kenny. You know, I don't imagine, we may come from different parts of the country. We may have the somewhat dissimilar backgrounds or whatever. But I know that there's more things that we have in common than things that we don't have in common. And irregardless of what is occurring in the economy, you know, it doesn't make much difference what's happening in the economy in the country if the economy in your household is good. And it doesn't make any difference if the economy is great in the country if the economy in your household is bad. And so I want to talk about, you know, anybody's heard me talk, I've got some basic philosophies, and I think it's your philosophies and your mindset and your belief system that's going to determine what happens to you. It's not the circumstances that you're in. Everybody's got bad circumstances. Everybody has challenges. The Moors have gone through challenges. The Streeters have gone through challenges. I've gone through challenges. Everybody goes through challenges. So circumstances are things that happen to everybody. And so in the short term, a circumstance or a set of circumstances may determine our future. But in the long term, circumstances don't determine our future unless you let it. It's choices that determine our future. It's choices that determine, what happens to us and where we are. And so I want to talk just real briefly as we move forward, and we're moving into this new year pretty fast now, about three questions. Three questions that I think, that I've asked myself, and I've tried to formulate a plan for. And it's three questions I would encourage each of you to ask yourself. And the answers to these questions, I think, can dictate what happens to you, what happens to your future, what happens to your business, what happens to your personal life. And basically, it's these three questions. What do I want? What do you want? Now, that sounds like a real simple question, but what do you really want? What do you want? And the second question is, why don't you have it? Why don't I have it? And the third question is, what am I going to do about it? So let's take these three right here, because I think everything that we do is pretty much encompassed in these three questions. What do I want? An honest answer of why I don't have it, and then an honest answer and a plan about what am I going to do about it. Let's talk about what do you want. What do you want? When we talk about what we want, we can say what we want. And I want to be successful. I want to be a platinum. I want to be a ringer or whatever. But, with the things that we have to deal with on a daily basis, the circumstances that we're confronted with on a daily basis, every one of us is confronted with, the bottom line, what's going to determine the choices that we make is the whys and the reasons and the things that we want in our life and the priorities that we have in our life. And so, the things that you want, I put them under a few Fs here just to make it easy. Family, you have goals that have to do with family. And those are some things that we want. You have goals that have to do with finances. You have goals and dreams and so on that have to do with the fun or the things that you'd like to do with your family and friends in your life. Freedom is another F, I think, that's one of my main motivators, I guess, in my life. So if you set these goals and you have the things that you want to have and you want to do in your life, so what do you want? Some of you are going through right now and you don't really know what you want or why you want it. I'm suggesting to you that you go back to the beginning and you restate what you want, why you want it, when do you want it, and you're very clear about that. Because if you're not very clear about it, and I know this is something we've heard over and over and over and over, but you say, I know that, but it's not what we know, it's what we do is what we know that counts, and nothing's more common than unsuccessful, unhappy people in this world who know but do not do. So what do you want? Get it down. Be clear. Okay, now we come to a real soul searching here. Why don't you have it? We're all exposed. Many of you on this line, I hear all of your names, and you go to the national conventions. You're on these great calls that the Moors have put together. You're on the company calls. You've seen the company materials. You've been to events. Information has been put in front of you and me, and we know what to do. Most of us, it's not that we're not having a success because we don't know what to do. It's because we're not doing what we know to do. And so why don't you have what you want? Well, a couple of things. One is, I think, accepting that it's not circumstances, it's choices that determine where you're going to be. The second thing is I have a basic philosophy, which I've had for as long as I can remember, and especially fits for this business. And because we all got the same products, we got the same company, we got pretty much the same opportunities with the same kind of law firms. Sure, there are little sets of differences, little differences out there with all of us, but bottom line, it's pretty much the same. And so what it really boils down to is, why don't we have what we want? Why aren't we where we want to be? Why aren't we at the PIN level we want? Why aren't we making the income level we want? I truly believe it is this simple. I know a lot of you may not believe me or agree with me. I truly believe it is this simple. It's either we're not doing something right or we're not doing something enough. And when you boil that down and you look at the things that the people talk about on the calls, the things that people talk about in the training, it's not about if you use this phrase or that phrase, this magazine or that magazine, this DVD or that brochure, get on this call or that call. That's not what it's about. I have people ask me all the time, what call do you get people on, or what brochure do you give, or what tools do you give? you know, here you have on the line that all spoke just before me, the Jeremy team, all ring earners. All ring earners, and none of them got involved in the business with any of the tools that we have today because the tools didn't exist at that time, so it's not the tools. So why don't you have what you have? Why don't you have what you want? I mean, let's just put it into what I think is bottom line. We talk about a few F's, the things that you want, you know, the things, the goals that you have, family, you know, your faith may be something that drives you and motivates you. Your future, your fortune, freedom may be things that drive you and motivate you. F's. We got some background noise there. If somebody can mute their phones, I'd appreciate it. But here's two F's that I think that get in the way and inhibit our success. And the first one is that F that stands for feelings. Well, feelings get in the way of a lot of it. Now, bottom line, what I mean by that is I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel like doing it. I feel tired. I don't feel confident. You know, and those are the kind of feelings I talk about. Somewhere along our growth period here, for a lot of us, we've developed an attitude that what we feel like doing is at all relative to what we should be doing. And really, it has no relativity at all. You know, I ask this question many times. How many of you would like to be in a position to do whatever you feel like doing whenever you feel like doing it? How many would like to be in a position to do whatever you feel like doing whenever you feel like doing it? I know that I am. I would like to have that. I know that the Moores would. But I can tell you, on the other side of it, there's a real juxtaposition, a contradiction here. That is, if you want to be an individual that is able to do what you feel like doing whenever you feel like doing it, you have to develop the discipline and accept the responsibility of doing the things you do not feel like doing when you don't feel like doing it. I can guarantee you, Lisa and Daniel Streeter, a lot of times when things were down, they did things they didn't feel like doing. I can promise you, just talking and getting to know Ken Moore and having the good fortune to know Ken Moore throughout the years, many times with all that he's gone through, didn't feel like doing the things that needed to be done, but he was motivated by doing the right thing, not what he felt like. And so what you feel like doing needs to be outweighed by the importance and the priorities of what needs to be accomplished. And we need to be more influenced by the result and the end goal and objective, not by the process. All right, so, and let's talk about the other F that gets people in people's way, and that is fear. Fear of failure, fear of trying, fear of, you know, not knowing enough, fear of not being good enough. A lot of people don't want to be accountable. They don't want to get a workout partner. They don't want to do anything else. They don't want to be accountable to their spouse or their upline or anybody else because of fear of failure, fear of not living up to what they say they were going to do. Well, I personally think that fear is a great motivator, but bottom line, I think we need to be more afraid of not doing the things that we ought to do and what that's going to result in than of being afraid of failure. I'm more afraid that if I don't do the things that I don't feel like doing, I'm more afraid that I'd have to go back and work for somebody else. I'm more afraid that I won't live up to the responsibilities that I have with my family. I'm more afraid that I won't have the finances to do what's necessary if I don't do the things that I need to do. So I operate out of fear. A lot of people operate out of fear. But the fears that I have are positive fears. Positive fears that motivate me motivate me and encourage me to do the things I need to do that overcomes any of the feelings and fears that I might have, the feelings of I don't want to be comfortable, the feelings that that something may not work out. So fear is a good thing if it's a positive fear. Stress is okay. You know, if somebody's getting married, you're under a lot of stress, but that's a good stress. You're going through some other things, maybe it's a bad stress. So what do you want? Be sure that you know exactly what it is. And that you put it in, it's a priority in your life, and you understand the why and the when and what you're going to do about it. And then, well, why don't you have what you want now? It's important that you take a full understanding and an honest look at yourselves and say, do I have a membership that works, a service that works? Yes, I do. Do I have a company that can afford to pay me? Yes, I do. Are there other people that are out there doing it while I'm making excuses or giving reasons or procrastinating about why it can't be done? Sure. And so is it my circumstances or is it my choices? All right, so why aren't you doing it? And we need to be honest about that because each and every one of us has been exposed to the information, the knowledge, the content, the systems that we can have success in the business if other people are having it. And if you're not sure where you want to be, and you're not sure you're having the results that you want, get with your upline. You guys have on this line, and people that I haven't heard speak tonight, have got some of the greatest people in our business and in our industry that are part of your upline and be willing to help you if you do your part. Now let's talk about the third question. What do you want? Why don't you have it? Now here's an important question. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Because I don't think anything is more important. We can sit here and we can hypothesize and we can talk about the reasons. I had a bad childhood. You know, somebody looked at me wrong, whatever it was. My parents didn't do what they were supposed to do. My teacher treated me wrong. You know, whatever it is, you can come up with all the reasons you want. But bottom line, what are you going to do about it? Doesn't make any difference what happened to you as a kid. Doesn't make any difference to you what happened to you in another business. It doesn't make any difference what our spouse said to us, and it doesn't make any difference what happened yesterday. Our past doesn't determine our future. Our choices determine our future and what we do from here on out. So what are you going to do about it? Well, here, just a suggestion to you, is just two or three or four steps that I think can make a big difference. Now, what you decide to do about it is up to you. But having the right mindset, the right process in your mind, that's going to be the thing that's going to be the determining factor so for whether you have the success and the results that you want. The first thing is take full responsibility. What's that mean? That means you say these three words and you mean it and you accept it. I am responsible. My upline's not responsible. My spouse isn't responsible. The company's not responsible. The government's not responsible. My prospects aren't responsible. My downline's not responsible. I am responsible. Now, you'll say when you accept those words and you say those words and you mean it and you look in the mirror and you say it, I am responsible, it gives you a feeling of freedom because when you accept that and you believe that, you no longer have to wait on anybody because there's nobody else to wait for. You're responsible. And so when you say I'm responsible, it doesn't mean you take responsibility for things that you don't control. So the second thing you need to say to yourself is what is within my control? Is it within my control what happens in the government? Is it within my control whether a Republican or a Democrat gets elected? Is it within my control what the company does about any programs that they're implementing or they're going to be rolling out? Is it within my control fully? Sure, I can support it. I can do some things here and there about what somebody else does, my downline or upline. No, I might get influence, but it's not within my control. What's within my control is what I do, what I think, what I do, how I act, what the choices that I make, that is what's within my control. So ask yourself, what is within my control? Two things that are within your control that we'll go back to that I said under the second question, why don't you have it? And that is if you're not doing something right or you're not doing something enough, those two things are within your control. It's within your control to do it right. It's within your control if you're doing it wrong to keep doing it enough until you get to do it right. It's within your control to do it enough so that if you fall down, you can get back up. If you fail, you will not quit. If you need help, you will ask for it. That is within your control. And if you do those things, those two things, if you do it enough and you start doing it right or you start getting better, if you just have two simple goals, I'm gonna do two more exposures a day than I have been doing. If you've been doing enough, do two. Nothing, I mean, do two. If you've been doing 10, do 12. If you've been doing six, do eight. Do two more a day and get better every day. Get better every day. Read. Be on the calls. Do the things that you need to do to get better. And ask yourself a question every day on every choice that you make, every decision that you're confronted with. Is this bringing me closer to my goals or farther away from my goals? And, you know, I think then finally when we talk about that as far as what am I going to do about it, do you have a plan? Because we've all heard the adage that, you know, some people fail because they don't have a plan. Some people have a plan, but it's failure of the plan. And some people just don't fail to have a plan. Well, we've got a plan with the company. You can modify that plan and you can do the things, but basically we have a very simple business. Here's what we pay you for. We pay you for memberships that go on the books, and we pay you for memberships that stay on the books. That's it. That's it. It's very, very, very simple. What's my job? My job is to put memberships on the books or help people put memberships on the books. Then my job is to keep memberships on the books. The computer then is not going to send you a check because you're better looking than somebody else. You work more hours than somebody else. You went to more workshops than somebody else. You listen to more calls than somebody else. The computer is going to spit out checks to you because you put on more memberships or people on your team put on more memberships and you kept memberships on the books. That's what it's all about. It's a very simple process. The only thing you have to figure out is how you're going to do it. Are you going to leverage yourself through other people? You're going to do group? You're going to do small business? You're going to do sales? What are you going to do? So if you have a plan, you're very fortunate that the company, we've got people that you'll have on the line and people you hear from all the time, that it's not going to be failure of the plan. What it's going to be is one or two things. You're failing to have a plan, or you follow your failures to follow the plan. So here's what I want to wrap up with, and that is to do these three things. Decide, act, and do. Take what you want. The first direction, what do you want? Decide what you want. You know, why don't you have it? Determine why you don't have it and what's in your way and what you're not doing, what you are doing that's wrong, what you need to do that's right. And then ask yourself the question, what am I going to do about it? And then you make a decision, you act on it, and you do it. We are, in my opinion, I think, in front of one of the greatest growth opportunities that we're ever going to have. I don't know if that's going to occur for everybody this year, because it seems that we have a lot of people waiting for something to happen rather than making something happen. And so, Ken, I'm in a mindset right now. I'm excited. I've been fortunate to be with this 19 years, not near as long as you, and I'm appreciative every time that people like you have gone before me and set the stage, and I've gone before people that are coming along now and hopefully blaze a little bit of a path. You don't have to make up the rules. You don't have to brave a path through the uncharted darkness out there. We've got a system. It's working. No matter what's happening with you right now, if you will do a little bit more, get a little bit better, you're in the right place at the right time. Never could be better than we are right now. And I'm really proud to be associated with the Moores, with Legal Shield, and also the Streeters who you're going to be hearing from. So I'm going to turn it back to you now, Ken. I think it's going to be a great year for those of us that decide to make it a great year, Ken. Thanks a lot. I'm done. Back to you.
You must have
I thought I was talking.
Out.
I muted myself out.
There you go.
Yeah, Nick, listen, I'm with you all the way. You know, if we had that old saying, if it's to be, it's up to me. But as far as I'm concerned, this is going to be the greatest year we've ever had. We've got the foundation. We've got the floor. The building's going up. You can either be part of the building blocks, or you can get over and be shoveled up and pushed aside. I plan to get on the train and stay with it until it reaches a destination. We love you, Nick. We appreciate you, and thank you for always being who you are and saying what you want to say. You're certainly a friend of ours. You're certainly a friend of the team, and it was a great day when you come on board with Prepaid Legal.
All right, thanks, Ken. Thanks to all of you on the line. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mr. Serber, this is Randy. We appreciate you and Gail, and we have the utmost respect for you and your family, and I just want to thank you again for sharing with our team tonight.
All right, thanks.
All right, now to introduce the newest $100,000 ring earner on our More Success team, I want to go back to Atlanta, Georgia, to a Gold Executive Director, $100,000 ring earner, and Upline Executive Director to our new ring earner. She's one of the hardest working ladies in Legal Shield. She's my good friend and business partner, none other than Ms. Cheryl Ann DeGatta. Mr. Gatta, are you on?
I am, Mr. Moore. Thank you. It's a pleasure being on the call tonight and listening to Mr. Serba. He always is a great speaker. But I'm really excited when Kenneth called me today and asked me to introduce the newest $100,000 ring earner. I kind of feel like a proud mama. And, you know, we always go out to recruit, hoping that you're going to find that gold nugget. You're going to find that person that's going to end up taking everything to the next level for you. And 5 years ago, that's exactly what happened to me. I walked into a real estate company, came across a remarkable young woman who I just knew in the bottom of my heart was going to make it someday, that was going to be something. Down the road, she brought her husband into the business, and they are the newest $100,000 ring earners. Everybody on the line probably could say they've been through some adversities, but this couple never, ever, ever gave up. When they should have quit sometimes, they stuck on. They believed in the product. They believed in helping others. They're the hardest working people you're ever going to come across within this company that I've ever come across. Not only my $100,000 ring earners, but they're our great friends, and we love them to pieces, Daniel and Lisa Streeter. And I want to be the first to congratulate you. I'm so very, very proud of all your accomplishments. You're so deserving of it. Lisa and Daniel.
Thank you so much. Can you all hear me okay?
We can not only hear you, we're very, very proud of you.
Well, thank you. We're so excited, and I want you guys to excuse me because we're over here at the Monday Night Briefing here in Georgia, and everybody's celebrating our success at Ruby Tuesday. But, you know, I'm just so flat out excited for everyone on the team and for reaching this goal. And like Mr. Gatta said, she mentored me and sponsored us into the business, but not only that, she nurtured us to where we are right now. And, you know, I went to a Super Saturday, and I listened to Mr. Serber over and over again say, either you're not doing something right or you're not doing enough. Well, in the beginning of the business, we weren't doing it right, and just recently, we weren't doing enough. So we turned it up and started doing enough. That stuck with us, and that got us to where we are right now with groups, small biz, CDL, building a team with PBRs, going to the conventions, just plugging in. I went to Mr. Jimmy Parrish's group class all the way in Alabama, drove from Georgia, and he really turned my light bulbs on about group, how to do group and what I need to be doing and how to do this thing correctly. And he's also been my workout partner and mentor and trainer when I need him and give him a call as well. And Mr. John and Cheryl DeGatta, we love you guys so much for everything you've done for us. You watched us get knocked down, stand back up, but we never lost ED qualification or Players Club because we refused to quit. We knew that the vision was there. We knew we can do this. And if we just put our minds to it and set our goals, we would hit the ground running and we can do it. So we set our goals for January, guys, and we got out there and made appointments and talked to everyone and shouted about leadership from the rooftop. And lo and behold, we got our call that we hit the ring. This is such an exciting time for us. It's like we won the Grammys or we're on the red carpet at this time as celebrities. And we are in our own right in Legal Shield. But this is a phenomenal opportunity. And with what this company is about to do, that gave me more excitement. And if you know Ms. Streeter, I'm very hyper. I got a lot of energy. I talk very fast. But now it's at the third power with Legal Shield. So I'm so excited about where we're going in this business. We know that the best is yet to come for us and our families, but countless others. And we're not the second, only the second. There's going to be someone behind us really soon. So with that, I'm so honored to be a part of the More Success team. Mr. Ken Moore, I want to thank you for me calling you all the time, whining and crying about something that happened. And I hear other people that have platinum that they say that don't help them, that kind of thing. But anytime I call you, you are always there for me. And you always call just to check on us when I'm least expecting. And I want to thank you, sir, for your leadership and for helping us throughout the hardships and teaching us and turning us in a direction to doing this business right. And, you know, with what's happening here in the Georgia market with Mr. David Quincy being the first of Legal Shield and us being the second, we're hoping that people got inspired. And tonight at our business briefing, that was pretty much slowing down. They heard my story, Mr. Streeter and I, and people were just in tears. They were very excited for us. They watched us grow and come into this business. But I think we touched someone's heart, but most of all their minds, about what they can do in this business. They watched us come into the business to be managers, directors, EDs, and build a team and now six-figure earners. And that inspired somebody tonight, and I hope across the country that heard me on several calls today to do the same thing. And with that, I'll pass the call back over to you, sir, and I'm excited, and we really proud to be on the More Success team. And Mr. DeGatta and John DeGatta, we love you guys definitely.
Listen, Lisa, I was just sitting here thinking what a beautiful pair you guys are, how dedicated you are to God and to your team and to the More Success team. We love y'all. We appreciate you. We're very excited. So thank you for being on the team. Randy?
Thank you.
Lisa, this is Randy. I just want to let you and Daniel know just how proud we are of you guys, and we just can't wait to see you walk across that stage at the ED Banquet in Oklahoma City. You will be on the big stage, and you will have earned it, and you will, you will represent the More Success team proudly, I know. So we're very, very proud of you. Again, congratulations. Congratulations to Ms. Sherilyn DeGatta for her first ring earner under her. I know that she helped you guys out tremendously, and all she asks is that you do the same to your people, and I know that's the type of people you are. So, again, congratulations on earning your ring.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you all. Thank you for everything you do for the Streeter family. And we know that the best is yet to come. We are so excited to see you all in OKC to celebrate.
We're looking forward to it. Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Before you turn it back on, our speaker next week, and I'm afraid I'm going to mispronounce his last name. I apologize, but it's Brandon.
San Diego.
He's a great young man. He's terrific. I mean, he's a powerhouse. He will be our guest speaker next Monday night. Anyone that misses this young man has just missed a chapter in their life. And I want to thank Ms. Sherlyn DeGada tonight. I want to thank Lisa and her husband and Nick Server. You know, what a great call tonight, Randy. What a great call. Thank you and Jeremy. And, you know, we're pushing ahead. Things are picking up. We're fixing to announce a contest the first of the month for the team. You know, things are just looking absolutely powerful. Anybody that says it's not, I had a call the other day. Somebody said, it's not exciting times. Well, it's exciting times to me, okay? It's exciting times to me, and I've been around a long time. So, folks, let's do this. Let's just keep on putting God first, put our family second, and let's put Legal Shield third, and give all three of them all of God. And by the way, Randy, you know, today was your mother's 75th birthday day, and, you know, she and I were talking. We finished their teenage years, their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and we're going to be finishing her 70s together. So God's been good to us. So, folks, God bless you. Thank you for being on the More Success team, and good night.
Good night, everyone.